This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got a shotgun right over there that about 2 months ago, this looked like it was ready to be thrown out back. But not now. And half of that rejuvenation is the Boyd's gun stock that's on it. So check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Let's see if we can work with the busy throat. That's the problem I've been having, is that I'm sick again. I get sort of tired of that, too. I get tired of telling you that. But when I can't talk, but we're going to try it. We're going to try it. See if we can pull it through. Anyway, there's this notion that has been proposed by the French President Macron, that Europe, as in the EU, should have their own army. And that has been supported now by the German Chancellor, Angela Merkel. And that's incredible. That's incredible that Europe would sit around in our presence and say to the world, we need our own army. I'm good. Except that's not what they're talking about. Let me explain. And we should be alarmed about this, because of the reason they probably have for this. It is passing strange that these two individuals should start taking an interest in defense. Germany, they have let their armed forces run down to the point that they don't have any submarines they can put to sea. And only a fraction of their air force can actually get into the air. And that is also very closely followed by their rotary wing. They have very few of those that they can get in the air. Merkel has been Chancellor of Germany for 13 years. So the state of the German military is hers. She owns it. This reflects her priorities. There's evidence that Merkel is the fruit of a long-term influence in a campaign that was brought by former East German intelligence service individuals. Now, similarly with Macron, the head of the French military quit last year after the president made a surprise €850 million cut to the country's defense budget. But now, after cutting money to his own self-defense, to his own military, he wants to pony up some money for a whole new army. Why? Who are they thinking they're going to fight with this one? Russia is the only power in the region, and the Russians don't have the horsepower to mount a large-scale attack. Besides that, most of Europe is their big customers when it comes to heating oil. So, and the other part is their economy is only slightly larger than Australia's. To go out and to wage a conventional war takes a lot of money. Now, one very nefarious clue is they're talking only about a land army. No navy, no air force. But if you don't have an air force, then you're not going to go too very far on the ground, because you have to establish air supremacy. So this is our first clue about whom they think the new EU army would be fighting. It won't be a country with an air force. Another clue is their crackdown on private ownership of guns. The EU has even coerced Switzerland into changing their gun laws. They restrict, they've restricted Swiss access to the European market to get what it wants. The EU is afraid of an armed citizenry, which might rebel against the self-perpetuating regime of the unelected bureaucrats in Brussels. The EU bureaucrats and their diktats with respect to immigration and other matters are very, very unpopular, and that an insurrection might break up their empire. Their model in coping with that is the Austro-Hungarian Empire, which was made up of a multitude of ethnicities that didn't have a common language or heritage. They kept order there by raising a military unit in one ethnicity and stationing them in a province that didn't speak the language of the soldiers. So that meant that orders to shoot civilians were more likely to be carried out. This new EU army would be Europeans killing their fellow Europeans so that Brussels can remain in charge. Now, I've got a question for you, America. As I volunteered for my military service, and I spent nearly half of that in Europe, and I loved being in Europe. Have we been in Europe all of this time, and we're going to let them wage war on themselves again? Because that's essentially what happened in World War II. This was European countries going after other European countries in the beginning. Are we going to sit back and watch a tyranny begin where we have troops stationed? Is that what we're going to allow? I find it interesting, not so much with Germany, because Germany has a, the German people have a, my ancestry is from there, so they have a very combative spirit. The French, not so much. The French, not so much. George Patton once said, I'd rather have in front of me a German tank division than have behind me a French tank division or something like that. He didn't have a whole lot of faith in the French motivation to fight, to defend themselves. So it's a little interesting that Macron, who's a globalist, an open borders kind of guy, he would get out there and start talking this stuff about, well, we got to raise an army. Unless you take into account that what they think they're going to have to do is shoot unarmed people. Now, we should be sitting here right now, and this should be very, very alarming for us. Because now we've had Swalwell get out here and indicate, he would say it was sarcasm, but he has apparently got no real issue with killing Americans if they pass a law. Ex post facto, he doesn't care, but he doesn't have an issue with that. And now we see this in Europe. So here we have two, you know, we have the EU and we have apparently the Democrats here in the United States, some of them at the very least, who don't see a big issue with, you know, killing us if we won't give up our guns, if they decide that, well, you have no rights save those we give you. That's their opinion. You have no rights save those that we give you. That's all you got. That's all you get. Interesting times we live in. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunstocks.com. I have long had a theory about why we have never gotten rid of the gun-free zone. And that is because it is good for business. It is good for them, for there to be continued crime and rampage killings, because they are always looking for a reason to go after gun control. Which brings us to the caravan, because the caravan is here. The migrant caravanners are just across the way there. And we've had leading figures in the media, from CNN's Jim, I won't shut up, Acosta, to political leaders like former President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, who made all sorts of false or baseless claims about them. And right now their face is covered in egg, rotten egg. In Acosta's now infamous confrontation with the president during a White House news conference just after the midterm elections, Acosta admonished the president that the migrants were hundreds and hundreds of miles away. Let me give you some insight on something. When I was in the Army, at the height of my physical power, we used to do something called the Mail Foot March, which is a 135-mile road march. It took us with a logistical train behind us and medics and meals and a nice place to bed down for the night. It took us 3 days to cover that 135 miles. So if we're going to say hundreds and hundreds, how many hundreds we're talking about, if we're going to say that all of these, and most of them are military age men at the height of their power too. So let's say they were 6 days away. If we're going to say 200 miles. Okay, so that's not a great distance or anything. Well, that turned out not to be true, because 5,000 of them started showing up in Tijuana, the Mexican town just outside of San Diego, just a few days later. The migrants have been squatting in and around the town's sports stadium, just feet away from the U.S. border. And Acosta also berated Trump for calling the migrant caravan an invasion, and claimed it's not. Yet hundreds of migrants just stormed our border. They ran past, pushed past, bullied their way past the feckless Mexican police. And along the way, picked up some rocks and bottles to throw at our U.S. Border Patrol agents. Acosta said they're not going to be climbing over walls, and yet the migrants climbed over the walls and tore apart sections of our dilapidated border fence. One poor lady got impaled trying to climb the wall. Many made it. At least 42 migrants have been arrested in the U.S., so every assertion of Acosta's has turned out to be false, and every one of Trump's has turned out to be true. Yet, the politicians are never going to be outdone by the media. Oh, no. While barnstorming in support of the Democratic candidates in the days leading up to the midterms, Obama said of Trump, they do this every election cycle, trying to terrify folks, and then the election comes and the problem suddenly magically vanishes and you never hear about it again. That is the exact template for gun control. They're always looking for a reason. They tell you if they could get just one more law that is never going to, is never going to happen again. And then as soon as, the wind is no longer at their backs, they let it go. It goes away, never to be heard, until the next one happens, because nothing's changed. Obama claimed that it's an old playbook. It's one that the powerful and the privileged turn to whenever control starts slipping away. They get folks all riled up just to protect their power and their privilege. Interesting take on that one, because it is the powerful and the privileged, like Jeff Bezos at Amazon and the Koch brothers, and not the Trump working class voter, who wants open borders and unlimited immigration. The rich want these migrants to work for them at low wages, on their farms and in their factories and their warehouses and construction sites and resorts. And, like, and you know, if you want to call her a celebrity, Kelly Osbourne, she wants them working in her mansion cleaning up their toilet. Leading Democrats in the media also labeled Trump a racist because of his opposition to opening the border and letting them just drive right in. When he was in Miami, Obama was trying to stir up the base, and he claimed that Trump's statements about the caravan were part of his political strategy that pits us against one another to make us believe that order will somehow be restored if it just weren't for those folks who don't look like we look. Okay. He's claiming that Trump's determination to enforce immigration law and protect our southern border from lawless entry is a call to racist white America. That's par for the course. I am a Caucasian and I support Trump, so I have been called a racist. I will be called a racist again. Okay, whatever you say. What about these millions of darker-skinned Americans who oppose lawlessness on our borders? What about the Mexicans who desire order in their towns and on the border? Are they racist, too? They're trying to push into the U.S., but it landed and has taken up residence in Tijuana, this caravan. And as thousands of Central Americans have disembarked in Tijuana, hundreds are out there sounding a lot like Trump people. There's one guy... There's one guy that is where the mayor wears a red Make Tijuana Great Again hat. And he said, sure, there's some good people in the caravan, but many are very bad for the city. And crime in Tijuana has surged with the coming of the migrants. City authorities announced 108 migrants have been arrested so far, including 104 for administrative offenses such as possession of drugs, public intoxication, and disturbance. The remaining four are to be prosecuted for robbery, fights, and insulting authorities. And those crime numbers are from the recent clashes with Mexican police and the U.S. Border Patrol agents. So are these Mexicans in Tijuana, are they racist? No. No, they're like most Americans of various colors, races, and ethnicities. They just want order on our borders and for those migrants and all immigrants to apply to enter our country legally. And then we'll make that call. Thank you. We'll make that call. Yeah. Anyway. I love the Democrats. They just, the gift that keeps on giving. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is one step closer to being Speaker of the House. House Democrats nominated Pelosi in a closed-door meeting today.
And it was so inspiring to hear my colleagues place my name in nomination once again for Speaker of the House.
President Trump is threatening to shut down the border permanently to prevent illegal immigrants from crossing the border. Now, the president is also hoping for a $5 billion in the next budget. That money would go towards a wall and border security. Republican Senator of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, tells Fox News what concerns him the most.
My concern is right now they're massing in Tijuana. My concern is they'll get organized. They'll start coming into the areas of the border where there aren't barriers, and it'll become an even bigger problem, and we'll start seeing larger and larger caravans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Oh, yeah. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Okay. There's two things that if they ever pass it and actually put it in place, we're either going to, you know, decide, I'm going underground. I don't know how long I last. I mean, I am aging. I don't know how well I would do in it, but I'm not going to put up with it. There's two things I'm not going to put up with. I'm not going to put up with single-payer health care because that is a form of slavery, and I'm not going to put up with cap and trade because that's a form of slavery. This is all designed to completely control every possible behavior that we can have. And those things would have to be achieved a la disarming us. Now, they try to pass it through without disarming us because they think we're stupid. But that's beside the point. Catherine Rampel at the Washington Post is suggesting that a carbon tax would be a no-brainer to combat climate change and will generate innovation. I guess it goes a little like this. We're going to make it to where nobody can afford what's out there right now today, all of the viable technologies. And that will stimulate innovation. You don't have to believe me. You can hear it from her. She said in the Washington Post, here's the thing. Taxing carbon is exactly how you get faster innovation. That's kind of the point. A carbon tax prices in upfront the hidden cost of burning fossil fuels, including pollution and the warming of the planet. So right up front, if you're a manufacturer and you make something, it's presumed you're going to be, so you're going to have to pay just to operate. You have to pay to pollute, so that means you got to pay to operate. In the near term, a carbon tax takes away the incentive for the purchase of carbon-intensive products, of course. But over the longer term, it also increases demand for and thereby creates the incentive for the development of cleaner, less carbon-intensive technologies. If you want to accelerate innovation in batteries and electric cars and solar and wind, etc., carbon tax is a no-brainer. I talked about this today when we pre-recorded the show for the weekend, and here's the thing. This year, this past year, I bought a 2018 Ford Explorer, which burns gas. Now, this was at a price point to where I could have considered the smaller of the Teslas. The only reason I would have actually done that would have been for the cool factor, because they're very fast and they're very quiet. The reason I didn't do it is once you buy a Tesla, you're always connected to Tesla. There, right now, the secondary market in Teslas, because there's people out there that will find the Teslas that are wrecked and everything, because there's plenty of them out there. When they rebuild a Tesla, they're basically running a rogue Tesla, because Tesla does not sell parts to the public. The other thing about a Tesla is you have to program in your travels time to sit down, and I'm talking about prolonged time. For me, with a gas car, I pull into a place, and if I need gas, I pump gas. With a Tesla, you'd have to plug up and sit there for a bit. So you have to, and there's plenty of charging stations around. That's not a big deal. But all of those charging stations are getting their electricity from carbon. coal, natural gas. This would actually be a big tax on the poor and the middle class. And the question becomes, these are called use taxes, which of these that have been previously done on the poor have generated any sort of innovation? Now, currently the economy is doing very well because we've lowered taxes and allowed people and businesses to keep the money they earn. And the Democrats can't stand that. So they want more money. Democrats not only want to raise the carbon tax, they also want to raise the motor fuel tax. They want to raise income taxes again. They want Trump's deregulation moves to be reversed. They truly want the government to have more power and money and more people to be dependent on government. The great leader of France, Emmanuel Macron, again, he's a big believer that humans cause climate change, has recently imposed huge carbon taxes on fuel, and in France have been massive riots. It's almost like the poor and the middle class don't like that innovation. And in California, have they changed the climate there in California? They've got cap and trade. Where have carbon taxes worked to change the climate? Tax credits did not save the Chevy Volt. One of the reasons I did buy the Ford Explorer is because it's big. Well, it's bigger than a Tesla, and it's bigger than a Volt, and it's really comfortable, and it's really fast. So before we go the way of a huge regressive tax on business, individuals, and the economy, I really like Ms. Rampold and other journalists to address some easy questions coming out of 1922. There was a lot of predictions then, a lot of doom and gloom. The Arctic Ocean was warming up. The water's too hot. Seal hunters, the seals aren't there for the seal hunters anymore. The temperatures in the Arctic zone are too bad. There's whole swaths of this was in 1922, whole glaciers that have fallen off into the ocean. We've seen these dire predictions of thousands of deaths because of a little warming or from storms. Why don't they address the millions and billions of people who live longer and healthier lives due to all these products that exist because of fossil fuel? Shouldn't we celebrate the fact that we live longer and try to help the poor in underdeveloped countries improve their quality and length of life? Also, instead of relegating them to poverty and an early death. And here's a final question. And this is the big question. Do these leftists actually believe that, and I'm talking about in the media now, do they actually believe if we hand bureaucrats and politicians trillions of dollars that they can control temperatures and sea levels and storm activity forever? But they can't, how is it they're going to be able to do that? But they can't balance a budget. They can't make the VA wait times in a hospital go down. They can't keep their plan and their premiums would go down. Isn't it naive and arrogant to believe that people can control the climate? That's like saying we can control the temperature on the sun and solar activity and sunspots in the orbit of the Earth. I understand where Ms. Rample would say that it's a no-brainer to propose a carbon tax. It takes absolutely no brains whatsoever to propose it and believe it would change the climate. The only thing it would do is slow down the economy and give a always greedy government and politicians more money and control. And our freedoms would continually be eroded. And like I said, I'd be going underground. I'd be headed underground on that one. So, yeah. That's one of the, if it ever happens, you won't hear from me. There'll be no more show. Not with me on it anyway. I'll be underground. I don't even know if there would be power enough for us to have a show though. I wouldn't have the power to power the apparatus I've got here. So, yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So get the T1s to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super T and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super T and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy 2, Get 1 free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right. So the other day, I saw this, and I haven't said that much about it, but John Crump put something out about it, so I wanted to talk about it. In New York, you have this Democrat named Kevin Parker. And in addition to all of the other stuff they've already got in your way, if you live in New York, about, buying a gun, they want to add some more to it. Because if he has his way, and you're in New York State, in order to buy a gun, before that happens, you're going to have to turn over your social media and search history to the authorities before you're allowed to buy a gun. Can you imagine if this were adopted nationwide? And if you don't have social media, here's my question. What if you had social media and you don't have social media no more? Could they hold up you being able to buy a gun because you don't have social media anymore? Well, you don't have any social media to check, so we don't really know what kind of person you are. Well, what about my background check? Well, that doesn't matter because we want to know what kind of person you, we want to know how you think. This is now thought police on parade. But that's to make sure that the buyer isn't a quote unquote violent person. But, you know, I've often wondered about these guys that propose these laws because leftists are always projectionists. They're always projecting on you that which they are. Okay? So would Democrat Kevin Parker be able to buy a gun? Would he, if we searched his background, and would he have, is there any chance we would know that he's the same, has these same violent tendencies? Because we know. We already know. He has a history of losing his cool and roughing people so much that the courts have ordered him to seek anger management counseling. Does that qualify as a violent person? In the past, they put him on a 3-year probation after being found guilty of two criminal mischiefs in the third degrees. And this incident stems from a May 2009 confrontation with New York Post photographer William Lopez. Lopez was covering a story about Parker's home facing foreclosure in his Brooklyn neighborhood. And after Lopez took the picture and his flash went off, Parker became enraged. So he chased Lopez down and attacked him by punching him. And then he went on to breaking Mr. Lopez's expensive camera. As someone who has expensive cameras, I can tell you right now, Mr. Parker would have really been crossing the line there, but, you know. And then he attacked the car, which I still don't get. I don't get attacking a car. The police were called to the scene of the scuffle, and they arrested Parker on charges of felony and misdemeanor criminal mischief, assault, and menacing. And he later was also charged with attempted grand larceny. The damage Mr. Parker did to Lopez's property was more than $1,000. Not only did Lopez lose property in the attack, Lopez had to seek treatment at the hospital for cuts, bruises, and a broken finger. He was able to beat most of the charges by using the politically motivative charge defense. Is that a defense? He did end up having to pay $672 in restitution to the New York Post for damage to the camera. That must have been a really inexpensive camera because both of my lenses cost more than that by themselves. He also had to pay Lopez $1,194 for damage to his car. And they also ordered Parker to stay away from Lopez. He was facing prison time. If the jury had convicted him on all the charges. He did lose his leadership position as majority whip and the chair of the Energy Committee of the New York Senate, which is, I wouldn't want that anyway. They don't allow fracking in New York State. So right next door to them in Pennsylvania, where they do allow fracking, the farms that, you know, allow lease out their land, those guys are driving, you know, Lamborghinis to the bank. And across the way, the farms are, you know, in very, very much duress financially. But I digress. Then, in September of 2008, Mr. Parker, see, in 2009, he'd already struck once. So, with campaign aide Lucretia John accusing him of pushing her and causing her 300 glasses to be knocked off her face, she then told police that Mr. Parker proceeded to stomp on the glasses, and then Ms. John called the police on Parker. Parker confirmed to police that he did push John and crush her glasses below his feet, but insisted that John started the fight. And I don't know why they didn't charge him. Even before that incident, Mr. Parker had a very violent reputation. He likes to punch people. In New York City, regular cops are not the ones that give you parking tickets. It's the traffic agent. They ride around in little carts, and all they do is they're looking for parking parking transgressors, if you will. He's punched one of them in the face in 2005. He got away with a mandatory 6-month anger management class, which tells me that if this happened in 2005, then what happened in 2008 and 2009 should not have happened because we've already addressed that. On top of all of that, of course, we looking for the reason why he would do it, the motive. He owes $38,000 in unpaid property taxes on two homes in New York City in 2017. This, and the other one is very interesting to me because I don't know how this would work. Now, you probably get bills at your house. Like, if you get behind more than 6 weeks on your power bill, they're going to turn your power off, right? Well, while the majority of his constituency is not affluent, the majority of them don't own two homes. And most of them pay their water bills. Mr. Parker, on the other hand, does not. As of 2017, he owed more than $14,000 in water bills. He's not paid a water bill from 1997 to 2017. That's 20 years. He's never paid a water bill in 20 years. How does a man wash his hands? And hat tip to John Crump for putting this out on Ammo Land. I sure appreciate that, because these kind of funny little stories like this do this for me. But this is the guy who wants to be the barometer as to whether or not you're a violent person in New York State, on top of all of the other flaming hoops you already have to jump through. He wants to add this to it. So if you haven't been a good person on Facebook and Twitter and all these other things, you know how they tell us, well, you know, everybody wants to be on the, we need Facebook and we need our friends and our Twitter followers. And, but this is also now, it's almost like a perjury trap to be on social media. I wonder how long you have to have been off of social media in order for you to be able to get off of social media and then go to New York and not have to worry about turn. Then this is not a law yet, and I don't know if this would be turned into a law, but you got to remember Cuomo's the governor of New York. I'm sure he's looking at this saying, can we make this one stick? And, of course, all the gun grabbers are looking at this, and if this becomes law in New York, you can expect to see it in New Jersey and California and all these other places. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten as we have our weekly chat with the man. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Hype Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.